into that place and aligned with heaven so he can do what he wants to do. We have to get our minds off the world, off of where we come from and the chicken burning and all this kind of stuff, and just get our minds on the Lord. I know that this people, especially the young people, I see such a hunger in them, and it pushes me, and Lord, I just love it, and I know God loves it. I just thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I just feel the praise. I just feel it ain't exuberant praise. It ain't jumping them down. It ain't. What do y'all feel? I'm feeling a praise. I just want to worship God. I wish I knew a song that said, Lord, I want to worship you. Hallelujah. I wish I knew the words to a song. Right now, I just can't think of words to the song that's in my heart that I want to sing to the Lord. So let's sing in moments like these, because I tell you, in moments like these, I lift up my hands and I just want to tell him how much I care. Amen. Because I'm telling you, it takes God. And when I came over this morning, I was in the room over there, and Earl kind of singing, praise the Lord. And then I begin to, you know, I've read the Bible many times, like many of you. I've read the Bible lots of times. And I was reading about when Joshua and them went over to the promised land. And I thought to myself, all them millions of people, two people. And I said, Lord. Now, I've read that 40 times, 100 times. And then the Lord took me, what about Daniel? It was four of them. Out of all them people, Esther, it was two of them, Mordecai and her. Now, they got in it after Mordecai and them did what they did. Amen. Amen. The population is more. But Jesus said, be few that find it. Understand what he's saying. You want to be one of those few? I said, Lord, yes. I want to be one of those few. I do. I want to be one of them few. And we can see the flesh, how it fights. You know, it's sleepy, it's tired, it's everything. You know what I mean? But yet in our hearts, I know God sees our hearts. And I thought about when God spoke to Moses and said, look, I'm tired of these people. I'm going to just wipe them out and I'll start a nation with you. And I saw another facet of God that all these years that I've served him, that I saw how wonderful he is, how much he loves all of us. I saw him because when Moses went and said, no, you can't do that. He said, you know, said the people in Egypt, you brought them, did all this to Pharaoh and brought them out. And then you're going to come out here and kill them. They're going to really talk. Paraphrasing. They're going to really talk about that you was not able to bring them into the land that you said. And he said, well, because, and now this ain't nothing just wrote down. This is truth. Our God loves us unconditionally. And he can be touched. And he's touched by our infirmities. And he loves those that love him. And those that don't love. But I'm talking about what the Bible says. And I can understand more. I just want to thank the Lord. I thank him for being. Y'all just kind of go on with me today. This says she old. And I found something for us too. Us older folks. I want you to go with me. I'm just going how the Lord lead me. Now, y'all say, where she supposed to take? No, I'm just going to go. Okay? I want you to turn to Joshua. Sit down. sit down. Praise the Lord. Go to Joshua. This is for us older folks. Somebody got Joshua, the 13th chapter. Hallelujah. You know, that's why the church don't get too much, because they, you know, they think they got it all wrote down. And, you know, I don't have anything too much wrote down of how this service is going to go. Amen. I just want to see God move. I just want to see him move. In Joshua 13, the first chapter, this is for you all that's past 60. Now, y'all got it? This going to bless you. Now, Joshua was old and stricken in years. And the Lord said unto him, see, God know when you're old too. Amen. God know when you're tired. We don't seem to think that, you know, that he, you know, like we're going to tell him something. You know, if you ever get down and say, you know, you be there and say, oh, goodness, you already know that. What am I saying that for? Thou old, that's what God said, and stricken in years. Now, that's what God said. He said, but yet there is very much land to be possessed. That did it for me. You're old and stricken in years, but you still standing. You got your health, your legs and your arms and your mouth and your brain. There's still a lot of land to be possessed. Then I turned over. I said, Lord, how old was Joshua when you told him that? Okay, let's go to Joshua 14. This is Caleb. He says, and now behold, the Lord has kept number 10, has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses and told you he was going to give you all this land, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now I am this day 85, and yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war, both to go out and to come in. So give me my portion, God. Don't say I'm 85 and I'm going to sit back. No, I'm just as strong as I was when you called 40 years ago. Now, I was wondering about how old Joshua was. They were the same age. They were the same age because they went out, two young men. And praise the Lord, they were the same. And I said, Lord, help us that are past 60 to know God still got something for us. You know, don't go home and sit down. Don't let the devil hit you sitting down. It ain't no time to sit down. Because there's yet land that's got to be conquered. Your wisdom is good for the young people. You've been where they got to go. Amen. And so the wisdom of the older people, you listen to them. For he said, let the old women teach the young women. He didn't say, let the young women teach the young women. He said, let the old, did he say it? Let the older women teach the young. And so it's something for us to do. Say, it's something for me to do. Amen. Now, what I supposed to do next? I supposed to take the offering now? I'm going to do this for the children's sake. I want to say good morning to all the visitors first. That's part of the protocol, I suppose. I really thank the Lord for bringing my children down to see us. Amen. Shelly and her husband. Amen. Tony. Now, I'm going to tell y'all about this Tony thing. I was sitting up talking to what was those, your aunties? And so I say, did Tony come? And they say, who? I say, Tony, Shelly something. So I'm thinking, maybe they don't know him. I say, Shelly's husband. She say, oh, you mean Anthony? I say, yeah. Oh, honey, nobody calls him Tony. So we was out in the yard, and Tony said, I mean, you don't want to call me Tony. I said, me? Hi, Tony. That just tickled me so bad. They absolutely didn't know who I was talking about. They looking at each other and said, who was she talking about? Ain't Anthony, Tony short for Anthony? Whew, thank you. Amen. I just want to thank the Lord. Will you stand and turn around and tell somebody the Lord is here? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I feel a little bit better. Just a tiny bit there. I feel the Spirit of the Lord coming just a little bit now. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All the love. He comes for a reason. He don't just come for nothing now. The angels of the Lord are here to minister to us today. Amen. We're going to come and bring our offering. And today is the first Sunday. Amen. And I want y'all to really pray this month for us, some musicians. I read in Psalms 50, 150, where there was for the string instruments and organs, praising on the string. I realize it's needed. I do. And so help me pray for God to send us some people to play the instrument. Somebody, that we can get along with. And they tell me musicians are temperamental. I don't know nobody. Is that right? Is that right, Alicia? Allison, is that right? They say they temper. Amen. So let's come bring our offering to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Gerda really blessed me this morning. We was thinking on some things, and you know, and she told me about me and her seeing the rainbow over the church, and she brought that up this morning. You know, God know what to do and what to say and when to say it. I say He know what to do and what to say, and it's like that, like He brought back the covenant. I'm gonna do what I say. You know, just hold on in there. Just, I said, Lord, do you realize how old I am? Did you look recently on something there? Then He took me over here to Joshua. Ain't that any something else? Hallelujah. So I just want to thank Him and praise Him. And I asked Him for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I asked Him that we will learn how to follow Him and follow the Holy Ghost wherever He goes. Amen. I ask Him that. And you know, I believe God, He'll be pleased with us because we don't have music, but we got music in our hearts. And I believe that when people come into this church, they still feel the Lord. No, we don't have music, but we're going to have music. I said, we're going to have music. We're going to have everything we need to bless this town. And I said, we're going to have everything we need to bless this town. When He told us we had a lot of more to conquer, I live here in Westfield. So my conquering is Westfield. Amen. Hallelujah. So I said, Lord, you show me how. I don't plan to know how, but I know that the Holy Ghost will teach us all things. Is that right? Praise God. This is a great day we're living in. I believe the word of God. When the sister brought the word of God here and she said this is a 14, 2014 have something to do, you know, with numbers. What did she say 14 was? Double. Amen. So, Helen, not only is it a double portion year, I believe, hallelujah, Jesus, it's a favor of God. I believe that this church is gaining favor. The Lord told, listen, you know, I told you that I like to listen to people flipping houses. I like to look at that. Allison, I do. I just, oh, this thrills me. I have to get up from that thing because I'll sit there. The more houses they flip, the more I like it. And I like to see how when they get through. You know, it'll be, they have to tear down stuff and tear down stuff. I said, ooh, that's bad. And then they got their fine stuff in it. You like mold in the wall and this kind of thing. And I'll be thinking about us. But I seen in the spirit as I was praying, praise the Lord, I saw us coming up to the house they had flipped. And I saw the door open and I said, oh, you know how to do. Y'all seen this program? And you know how to go. Oh, get ready for your moment. I said, get ready for your moment. Because you're going to go, oh. But you saw all they went through. And if someone would have said, no, he can't do this. But God can do anything. Now I know now that the property brothers make it, but they do good. But I told her, I said, they must not look at the broadcast. I believe these broadcasts were made before and then they put them on TV. Because anybody see what they do, I mean, they're excellent in what they do. Amen. But I want to tell you about a God that's telling me to tell you, get aligned. Because you're getting ready to have your arm moment. Now that's what He said. Hallelujah. This is how I see. Listen, either He's saying what He's saying or He ain't. I said, hallelujah. We got to believe, okay, let's go to Psalms. I want to go first to Psalms, the first chapter of Psalms. And most people know that by memory. Psalms 1. Huh? Yes, Lord. Psalms 1. Amen. Start there. Read a few scriptures. Amen. Praise God. I just thank the Lord for being here. I thank the Lord that He's here. I feel His spirit. Blessed is the man, happy, fortunate is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Amen. You know, when people are talking about your church and talk about your pastor and talk about the people that's in your church, scornful people. He said, don't sit there and listen to that. So blessed is the man, don't sit in that seat of the scornful. Amen. He say, but his delight, listen, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate. Now that's one word I want us to get, because that one word will take you far. He meditate day and night, not just a few. You know what? I know a lot of us as older Christians, we write down scriptures and we quote scripture. And when we're trying to get healed, we'll quote by stripes, you know, we'll quote it and quote it. But the Bible say he meditates in the word. It's something about muttering, something about speaking. Hallelujah. You know why I know something about speaking? Because God spoke. If there's power in your words. And let me tell you something. You cannot recall back. You know, you get angry with one done. You say some terrible things. And anytime I'm sorry, because that never comes back. I mean, you can't recall that. You know, you can't. God can now. Hallelujah. He races it, but some way he races. Not that he can't if he didn't want to, but he races. But when you get to talking and running your mouth and saying things, amen, and you say something, it'll never be. You say, oh, I'm so sorry, honey. But it's just too late. It went out your mouth. That's why God said, keep a guard over your mouth. Because when you say things, you cannot redo it. You can't call it back and erase it off. Because the person that you said it to is going to remember. Even though they may forgive you, they might, you know, it'll be something, you know, but they can still remember. And so he said, he should be like a tree. Come on, children of God. Planted by the river of water that bring forth its fruit in the season. He's talking about us, child. That's me. Say, that's me, Lord. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he do shall prosper. Whatever he do, gonna prosper. God want us to prosper. Now, you know what? Praise the Lord. I know how we feel about having money. But there have been many times I wanted some money to help somebody with. I don't want to prosper to put it in the bank. I'd like to help somebody. Praise the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. We got to get our minds up a little further. Because, praise the Lord. But Sister sang the right song. We need a fire. We need, what you saying? Send down the rain. Because in the rain, we'll get this understanding. We can read a lot of things, but in your heart, that's where it's got to be. It's got to be in your being. You can read, you might know a lot of scripture, but do the scripture know you? We need to ask God. I'm talking about from the pulpit down. Praise the Lord. Because we was talking this morning, we was talking about the kids that's being flooded over here. Praise God. You know, into America. How fitting. How did that sound? Over in Dearborn, Michigan, I'm from Detroit, and so long ago, but however, I was born there. And we used to go back every now and then to visit when my mom was living and my people. And they have taken over Dearborn, Michigan. But when you let people come into your country and put up their statues and build their mosque and build things that they worship, You're not in a good place. And so when they sit and say, one lady, she said, and this, I got this in prayer this morning. God, the Holy Ghost told me this good. She said, you know, we don't want the people to come over here. Now, they were saying this. We love America. We love America. Probably so. But as long as you worshiping Buddha and all these people, I don't believe you. Because the Bible say it's nothing but light and darkness. And if you're not in the light, you're in darkness. And so you're not going to tell me, I don't care how good you speak and what you say. Amen. Amen. And when I was up on my, I said, Lord, he said, no. He said, when people begin to worship their idols, they are in that frame of mind. Don't you believe what they say? That's what he told me. Don't believe what they say. I don't care what they say. And as soon as they get the upper hand, them people who said all this good stuff, they'll be right in there helping. Well, I'm just telling you what the Holy Spirit told me, and I believe that. Amen. You got to be changed. I said you got to be in the light, walking in the light, because in him there is no darkness at all. But I'm going to tell you, listen, God wants you in the light. Jesus paid the price for you to be in the light. Amen. I said, oh, hallelujah. He's here today trying to touch you. And that many times you've been to church and you felt a pull of God. Well, it ain't your mama, ain't your brother, ain't your sister. Hallelujah. But you got to say, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. And it's got to be a come a time when you know it's you and you alone. You can't worry about what other people are thinking. Boy, I'm telling you, get into that place. Praise, or you can't. And so in Genesis 39, we read the story about Joseph. And I got to go back over to Genesis so I can kind of get it a little bit. Go to Genesis 39. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I just got some things that the Lord impressed me upon. Genesis 39. I'm sorry. Genesis 39. Amen. Praise God. When you serve God, you make your mind up to serve God. There's nobody, no circumstance you can be in where he won't be there. Because you belong to him. And the circumstance don't change his mind. He don't change his mind just because a circumstance changed. Amen. So look what he said. Y'all know the story of Joseph. Let me see the hands. You all know the story of Joseph. How he went down and his brothers sold him into Egypt. And when he got down there, Potiphar took him up. Let me tell you something. When you have the favor of God on your life, when God touch your life, can't nobody do nothing. Can't nobody turn. Can't nobody do anything. You just keep on doing what you need to do, and that's serving and loving God. Look what he said. And I found this. I said, Lord, this is beautiful. Listen. He said, and Joseph was brought down there. Number two. And the Lord was with Joseph. And he was a prosperous man, or a successful man. And he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. Y'all know the story. When God put his hands up on your life, which the day he wants to do, God said, I want to show my people favor. I want them to get a line so they can receive my favor. And I'm going to tell you, no matter what America does, you need to think, because you see this going down and that going down. Unless America turn back to God, America is going to hell. The Bible, hallelujah. The Bible say the people who forget God, the nation who forget God, hallelujah, it's in their way, they're going to hell. Now that's what the Bible said, and that's what I believe. I don't care if the interest rate go down to 2%. It's looking good. Amen. It's a trick of the devil. Praise God to help you thinking that the nation gonna do something. But you look at the tender of what people are doing. If they're passing these laws that men can marry men and women can marry women, and it don't make no difference if you go and kill this baby and do this and do that, this nation is going to hell. It's going to hell. I'm telling you. People don't like to hear it. I'm just sorry. I'm just sorrowful. I went back there in that room. I said, God, hallelujah, it ain't too many people that's going to stand. It took something for y'all to look at the story of Esther and Mordecai. You look at it and go, But it took something for Mordecai to do what he did. It took something for Esther to go into a king where he could have got his head cut off. It took something. Well, her head could have came off. But she said, if I perish, I perish. I got to go and do what God done told me to do. So she prepared herself. And she went before the king, Ahasuerus. And God, let me tell you, when the favor of God is on your life, say the favor of God. The devil can't do nothing with you, honey. I don't care. Hallelujah. And so when this woman, when Joseph was up in the house with this woman, you know, he was a nice looking young man. You know, and the devil don't let you alone. And so she up in his face, the woman was, trying to tempt him. She figured, I'm cute. Man, you see this new thing I got on here? She probably ordered something from Paris to put on to tempt him. But I'm going to tell you something. Once you make up your mind, you can go to Akawaka. You're going to be the same person. You're going to be the same way you ever. If your location change you, watch it. You're going to be the same anywhere you go. Hello. If you don't do this here, you ain't going to do it there. That's right. Everybody say amen, because it's true. Thank you, Jesus. What I'm trying to get you to see is God want his favor up on your life. And how he had it up on Joseph's life, because Joseph kept what his father taught him. Hallelujah. And when the woman came up, I know she was pretty. You know, hair hanging way down here. Just pretty. But Joseph said, for a moment of pleasure, I ain't getting in no that kind of trouble. I'm not going to disobey God. I'm running. Amen. So he ran, and she took his, he ran out of his coat, so she must have had him in a hug or something. And he ran out of his coat and left his coat, and she lied. Now, the man named Potiphar, he knew she was lying. But he could not come against her in front of his friends. Oh, he knew she was lying. He knew Joseph wasn't that kind of boy. So Joseph, he probably told him, said, Master, that's not true. And that's all he probably said. But when they put him in jail, but see, God, come on, say God. A lot of times when things turn for you and look like the things are worse, God. It's a reason when things get worse before they get better. Do that make sense? And so when Joseph was in prison, he found favor. Because when God is upon your life, it don't matter. You can go from job one to job B to job C. When God is upon your life, the favor of God will cover you wherever you are. People will love you. They want to give to you. They want to be around you. It's something about the favor of God. And then the Bible said again, when Joseph, hallelujah, was down in the prison, the Bible said, and God loved Joseph. He was with him. Amen. But at one time, y'all remember how when the butcher and the baker had a thing, and he did something in there. He translated the dreams, and y'all know. Do y'all know the story of Joseph? Hallelujah. But whenever God is in your life, whenever God has his favor upon you, which I believe that God wants to put his favor upon you today. I believe God's favor want to be upon you today. And hallelujah. Let me tell you something. You got to believe in yourself too. Yes, sir. You could, hey, I talked to myself. I started really talking to myself. I said, girl, you're more than a conqueror. Oh, honey, you're the righteous of God in Christ. Look at you. Praise God. You're the one that God has saved. Oh, my God. I get in the mirror and I do so. I've been doing that for years. I do that for years. But now I'm really doing it. I'm doing it with understanding now. And because God wants you to know he's God. You know what? You know why Joshua and Caleb came back with a good report? Because they believed God. They didn't look at what, you know, hallelujah. All the 12 went over there now, but two of them came back. You know why? Because when you believe God, you can see beyond what you think you see. Somebody else can look at something and say, ugh. And you look at something and say, well, God said it. You know, it may not be the end of it, but you say, God said it. I remember telling y'all about a story about some missionaries that went over and they had to go over to another land and preach. And when they got there, the Lord said, go over there and take the gospel. When they got there, it was a river full of crocodiles. And we don't like crocodiles. This is over in Africa. We don't like crocodiles. And we scared of them. And so all the other, some of the people were standing on the brink. They said, I'm going to see what they're going to do now. They was jumping up and down. Oh, I'm going to see what they're going to do now. But one, it always one. Let me be that one. Always one. And they said, what are we going to do now? We got, no. Say, God told us to go over to that land, over to that little village over there. I'm going. Man, you can. He said, I'm going, children. He said, because God said, go. Hallelujah. When you are in the favor of God and his hand is upon your life, you don't see what other people see. And he stepped out in the water and the crocodiles was all around. He just, in Jesus' name, they was just, crocodiles was wanting to eat, couldn't eat. And he walked, when he stepped down in the water, the water came up to here. And he went on cross. So the other guy said, hey, we better go. We better be standing up here. Hey, let's go. Let me tell you something. Let's catch this good now. Don't be afraid and don't get out of place if your brethren don't see the way you see. Because God is trying to raise you up so you can be a blessing to them. Because everybody ain't going to step out in the water. But if somebody may follow you because they think, you know, that you, well, I'm going too. And so they stepped out in the water and went across. And I'm telling you, everybody up on that bank got saved. They was looking. See, God, he know what he's doing. The situation you in right now, the situation, you let God help this situation. And I'm telling you, when you come out, you'll bring other folk with you. You're going to say, I don't know how that's going to be, but I'm telling you, this is just the way God does things. Somebody's watching you. Somebody, well, I don't care where you are, somebody watching you. Somebody watching. Now, what you going to do? And people get so passive. Yeah, I'm a Christian. I go to church. I was sitting there with your people, and I said, Lord, we all church folks. This is pitiful. That's just the way, I'm sorry. That's just the way I go. Amen. So we got up, and I gave a couple of them some of my tapes. And Betty, I love her. It's just something about Betty. I just, you know, just, I love them all, but Betty is, you know, as she was looking and she was listening, she was looking, you know, amen. But you know what? People look at you. People watch you. And you cannot join with everybody. You got to make up your mind the kind of life you want to live, and you got to live it here. You got to live it Monday. You got to live it Tuesday. You got to live it Wednesday and Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Amen. You can't live here and then go Monday and live something else. Amen. Amen. We got to find out about God. And so we need to mutter. We need to meditate in His Word. It's nothing wrong with meditating in the Word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. You looking for healing? Me, I'm looking for healing. I got something I'm going on in my body now. I don't know what it is. Doctors ain't gave it no name, and I don't know what it is. Amen. But I guess it's arthritis. I don't know what it is. But I said, Lord, you've always healed me. But you know, so every morning I said, you better, because I'm on every day, all through the day, I'm gonna be here. You might as well come on, because I'm gonna still be here. Then it started hurting. Oh God, that thing hurt me so bad. I was at the store. That my hand hurt me so bad. I was saying, oh God. I said, well, at least I know what people feel when they got arthritis. Amen. Don't be looking at me, because God going to heal me. If he up there, he going to heal me. I ain't got to where I'm going to ask you, but when it get too bad, I'll be y'all pray for me. Pray for me. I ain't got there yet. But if I hang on too long, I will be up here. Amen. Many are the afflictions of the right. I'm no better than nobody else. You ain't either. You're going to have your trials. It's how you go through them. Amen. And I say, Lord, anybody preach faith, they might as well come on. They're going to get it. I'm telling you that child went back home with that truck she had, Sister Marilyn. And she just called me last night. I mean, that truck stopped and she just went through. Head busted on the truck and this and that. And then when she put it in the shop, they just took her through. And she took it to the dealer, and they just took her through. So last night she called and said, girl, for all the money you put out, you could have bought you a new car. She said, yeah, that's what I was tempted, Sister Davis, I'm tempted. But you know what? There's a reason. I said there's a reason. It doesn't seem like what you go through, there's a reason for, but there's a reason for what we go through. And I say it's a reason. But God wants to favor His people. He loves His people. And I say He loves His people. I say He loves His people. And the kingdom is the Lord's. He wants to favor us. He don't want us coming here every week the same and going back the same. He wants to favor us. He wants you to go back, hallelujah, with what you need. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we want to receive your favor this morning. Hell, I said, we want to receive. And favor is not, you know, dished out because you up here and you good. God want to favor you today. God want His favor upon your life. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Lord, I'm trying. I say He want His favor upon you. He want you to know who He is. Amen. You know why He want to do this great thing for you? And so you can brag and people around you can brag. Amen. He want to do something. Well, this is a day, honest to goodness, I've never seen this day before. This is a day that God, hallelujah, going to show up and show out, as we used to say a long time ago. I just really believe it. It ain't going to be because I told Clay. I don't know why I told him that. I say, but God going to do this just because He God. You know, God do some things for people because He God. I said, because He's God. Amen. Now, the Lord have told me about the favor, and I believe that God want to favor this church. I believe God has favored this church. I believe you go through, and at that time, we ain't known how to do everything, but we're learning. I say we learn, but I'm going to tell you, you get you a word to stand on. This word is great. This word, the devil, Jesus said, it's written. When the devil came against Jesus, he didn't say, I said, no, he said, it is written. So it's got to be something to this word. The devil don't want, you know why he don't want you to read it? Because he knows you're going to find something in there. You know, you get sleepy. I say it's the best sleeping pill you ever had. Just pick the Bible up. And you sleepy? If you can't sleep, just pick it up, child. You gonna go. You know why? The devil don't want you to read it, cause he know when you read it, you gonna get a hold to something. And you can quote it through the day. Yeah. Oh yes. Oh yeah. You can quote it, and you write you some scripture down and take them with you, and quote it. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You think he just wrote that down there? No. Hallelujah. I've gone through green pastures. Hallelujah. And he leads me beside the still waters. And even though I may go through the valley of the shadow of death, I no feel no evil, because he's with me. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. Thou prepared the table before me in the presence of my enemies, and anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, I say surely. Now, I believe goodness and mercy are angels, but surely goodness and mercy going to follow me all the days of my life, and I'm going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That's what God got for you. It ain't just for, well, she a Christian. No, no, that's for you. What is man, he said, that you, hallelujah, you love him so much, that you favor him so much. What is man? But God made man. He made you. And by him making you, he got a great stake in you. Amen. Ain't nobody, you know, people come to church and everybody divide up and, you know, But you just as good as anybody. I don't care if you come in here drunk as a skunk. You just as, yes, sir. Because the grace of God has appeared to all men. And I believe God want to do something with people. I do. Amen. And he want us to know, hallelujah, that he loves us. Don't you think God don't love you? But I did. Honey, don't make that what you done. Good Lord, if you get you, don't never let the devil get you a menu. Because he'll have you writing down stuff. And then you look like, God, I ain't worth nothing. But he is. I said he is. We're going to pray today together before we take the sacrament. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we're going to ask God for that to give us that favor. You say, well, you know, no, I'm just telling what God told me. This is time for people to have favor. I mean, this is time for... You hear me what I'm saying? Don't think you ain't... I ain't up to... up to what? Up to what? You gonna pay for it? You can't pay for nothing God has got. You get up every morning. What did you pay for that? He keep you through the night season. How much did you pay for that? You got up and you walked across the floor. What did you pay for that? Amen. I said amen. And our bodies are getting weak, brother. You know, we lose the hearing and the this and the that, you know. But I'm just so crazy. I got a God I read about. He shouldn't have put it in the Bible if he didn't want me to believe it. He told me he made the deaf to hear and the lame to walk. He didn't say when they were 15 they walked, or when they was 30 and 40, when they get 60. That ain't what it says. He said, hallelujah, I'm the God. Hallelujah, I am God. Ooh, when he said, I am, I said, oh God, I am God. And he can change your life. You hear me what I'm saying? He can change your life. You hear what I'm saying? He can change your life. All you got to do is love him. That's all. That's all he wants you to do is love him. And he'll love you back. So girl. I used to tell him he'll knock your socks off. Yeah. Amen. I said amen. Hallelujah. Now, he loves me. You say, what? My hand gives me, oh, good. But you know what? I don't let the devil tell me God don't love me. If I had to limp in here with a crutch, he still would love me. Ain't that right? I don't care where you are, what you've been into. I don't care what you do. God today want to touch you. If you can believe that God want to touch you, come on up here. If you believe that God has favor to give you, come on. Come on, just believe him. Hallelujah. Just believe him. Just. Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just believe him. Hallelujah. Just believe it. It's not Sister Davis. It is not I.